We're joined today by Eric LeCompte, who is with the Jubilee USA Network. We had Eric on a few weeks ago to talk about the New York Taxpayer and International Debt Crisis Protection Act, basically to provide some protection about third world debt, New York financial lenders. And there's recently been a fair amount of media attention because financial community is beginning to push back. So, Eric, why don't we just quickly start off with, since not everybody probably listened to last week's show, what exactly is Jubilee USA Network, and what is the New York Taxpayer and International Debt Crisis Protection Act?
Yeah, the New York Taxpayer and International Debt Crisis Protection Act is something that's very connected to the history of Jubilee USA. For more than 25 years, Jubilee USA is a coalition of religious groups from the Catholic Church to American Jewish World Service to development groups like Oxfam and Bread for the World to unions like the AFL-CIO and AFSCME. 25 years ago, we all came together as Jubilee USA Network to deal with the strongest structures of poverty and inequality in the world. And at that time, we were very focused on a debt crisis that the world was experiencing. Most countries were paying more on debt over and over again than they were paying on food, social services, healthcare, and education combined. So Pope John Paul II, Christian, Muslim, Jewish religious leaders, the heads of unions came together and said, we need to have debt relief for the poorest countries in the world. And this is happening during the Jubilee that Christian churches were celebrating, 2,000 years since the birth of Christ. So we came together around this idea of debt relief. And that's exactly what the New York Taxpayer and International Debt Crisis Protection Act is about. Because New York is the world's financial capital, it oversees about 52% of the world's private debt contracts. And what the legislation does, because New York can provide debt relief or allow a process that provides debt relief, it says to these predatory groups, they're like payday lenders, vulture funds, that you have to come to the table and negotiate a good deal with everyone else. And if you don't come to the table, then you're going to get the same haircut that others are going to get. So we can restructure the debt back to profitability to protect our pensions.
Now, I actually first encountered the concept of Jubilee when I was an organizer with the Faith and Hunger Network. And Jubilee is actually a concept in the Bible, which is actually the sacred text, not only of Christians, but also Jews and Muslims. And, you know, they understood thousands and thousands of years ago, in order for the economy to actually function, that every 7 by 7 or 50 years, you needed to, you know, forgive debt as a way to sort of reboot the economy to make it more effective. Now, this bill has been moving in the state legislature, and there's been some articles that I read in Times Union, but apparently other places as well, is that the business community has begun to mobilize against it. Where is the bill at this point? Has it made it to any of the committees yet in the state legislature, which only has, I think, about June 8th or June 9th before they depart for their six-month vacation?
That's right. So the reason the business community, and it's not really the business community, because most of the private sector believes in legislation where we can all get together, come to a deal, the best deal for the people and the ones that are holding the debt. But, you know, the Times Union and other papers called it the business community is coming out. And the reason that we're hearing that is because this is the first time that any legislation that deals with global debt crisis, it has passed through committee and is on its way to the floor in the assembly. So it passed a few weeks ago through the Judiciary Committee. And as soon as that took place, what we saw was that the vulture funds took notice, certain business groups took notice, and they came in to try and kill the legislation. Before, they hadn't really paid much attention because they just thought, oh, this is crazy New Yorkers again doing crazy things. But once it came out of committee, it became real and serious. So we know now that there are some predatory groups, a few other banks that are starting to put millions of dollars into starting to kill this legislation that has a lot of momentum on its back to go through the Senate and Assembly and be signed by the governor.
Now, you have an impressive list of organizations that are supporting this bill, and I'll ask you in a moment maybe articulate a few of them. But I saw a memo of one of the groups I used to work with, that Hunger Action Network, which is the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, part of the AFL-CIO, and they particularly weighed in their memo about the situation we saw a number of years ago in Puerto Rico, where a lot of these vulture funds were really, quite active and basically trying to force austerity budgets onto Puerto Rico, with many of the private creditors insisting on full debt repayment, which, particularly for AFSCME, not only would result in a lot of service workers losing their jobs, but also slashing of pension benefits for public retirees. What are some of the situations that countries do face in, trying to deal with these debts and these vulture funds, really trying to extract as much income as possible?
So, these so-called vulture funds, they're predatory hedge funds. There's only a very small group of them. They're not actually domiciled in New York. Many of them don't pay any taxes there in the Cayman Islands. But they buy debt off of what's called the secondary market in New York State. So I know a lot of people who've gone through a medical bankruptcy or had medical challenges get phone calls from a creditor who bought their debt for pennies on the dollar and is trying now to collect in full. So that's essentially what these do, but they do it for on the scale of countries. So they buy a country that's in a crisis. The education system is falling. People are starving. And what they do is they buy the debt is not worth as much for 2 cents on the dollar, but then try to collect the other 98 cents. So this has been a predatory model that's been very successful from some of these so-called vulture funds because they don't negotiate. They hold out. And what that means, when they hold out, they free ride, so to speak, off our taxes because the U.S. government and international financial institutions offer debt relief to these countries. So we're bailing them out. They're also taking money from the majority of creditors that restructured or tried to get the debt back to profitability. So they're taking from them. But of course, the worst aspect is they're collecting from a country that cannot afford to pay.
We
So
only have about 90 seconds left, so I'm going to ask you a two-part question. One is, I began to write a couple of years ago op-eds about the concept of Jubilee, as the world is facing this climate crisis, and the third world countries are the ones that are the victims primarily of climate change, even though it's the industrial global north that created this. So, two-part question: one, how does this bill actually deal with the climate crisis? And second, if people want to weigh in with officials or find out more, and actually I'll mention Assemblymember Fahey from the Capital District is the lead sponsor, at least in the Assembly. In the last minute, how can people do that and the climate impact?
Yeah, this is incredibly important on climate because what's happening with countries in crisis is they're cutting all funds for climate adaptation and mitigation. So when this bill moves forward, it's going to be one of the most important financial instruments to offer aid for countries that need to deal with the climate crisis. It's why so many environmental groups are coming on board during these last weeks to pass the legislation. And if you want to help, you can go to our website, www.jubileeusa.org, jubileeusa.org. And there you'll find information about the New York campaign. And if you want to be involved, things you can do. Great to be on your show again, Mark, to talk about H2970, S47, S47.
Well, thank you very much, Eric LeCompte, Jubilee USA Network, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.